This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Better get your mind right, because John Witherspoon on the hotline right now.
Born January 27th in Detroit, Michigan. He started his career as a male model before entering the world of stand-up comedy and acting with roles in such films as Hollywood Shuffle, I'm Gonna Get You Sucka, House Party, Boomerang, Little Nicky, Soul Plane, and the Friday movies, and now you can see him every Friday night on the new season of the Adult Swim series, Black Jesus. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, John Witherspoon.
Oh my God, where have you been? What have you been doing? How come you're not here in Kansas City, Mr. Witherspoon?
Oh, I was there already this year, it's once a year.
See, I don't think it's enough. I don't think we can be away from each other that long, the city and you.
Oh, yeah.
You're busy.
It's a long time.
You're busy.
Oh, yeah. I got about 8 or 9 more weeks of this year on the road doing stand-up. And then, of course, October 8th, I go start working on the cartoon, The Boondocks.
It's coming back, yep. And Black Jesus just Fridays.
That up for us, yeah.
Yeah, how about that? Season 3.
Oh, yeah. Black Jesus, oh, my God, I'm having that on.
Yeah.
Finally it came on.
That's so good. So good, yeah. Man. And you, and then, of course, Boondocks coming back. And you're on the road all the time. You're never going to stop working. There's literally no retirement ever in your future.
I don't think I'm going to retire.
No. What would you do?
I think I'm just going to, I would go crazy.
Yeah.
So I don't think I'll be going to be retiring. I know not anytime soon.
How you feeling? Everything good?
Everything's fine. Yeah. I got in a trainer now. I'm trying to get my stomach down. It's getting so big. I got a guy come by the house every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when I'm in town.
What do you guys do?
I'm not much in town, so I don't have to pay him that much, huh? He said, you're never here.
Listen, I saw you last year. You're not big. You're exactly the same way you've always been. You're the same regular-sized guy.
Well, I have been eating a little too much. I don't know where this hunger come from, but I'm just eat. And drink. I like beer and wine.
Good for you. Me too.
And that puts a weight on you.
Well, that's I know. You know, that's the problem is I it's supposed to be what you're sipping whiskey and drinking beer, but I tend to drink the whiskey and sip the beer.
And lately I like scotch.
Oh, I can't drink it.
Ooh.
I wish I could.
Too much. I'm too old and too much whiskey.
You, listen, there's no such thing as too much whiskey. That's like saying you have too many watches, and we both know that you love the watches.
Yeah.
Anything new?
Yeah, I love too many watches. Huh? No, not yet. I'm looking for a yellow watch.
Why a yellow one?
I mean, yellow watch.
Just to match something?
You just it goes with my outfit that I used to wear on stage. Yellow.
I got a buddy who's from your hometown, who's from Detroit, And Mojo, who does radio there, and he told me that I looked at his watch he had, and I go, "Where'd you get that?" And he goes, "Oh yeah, I bought it. I really wanted it." I go, "How much was it?" And he told me how much it was, and it was almost like $75,000 for a watch. I was like, "Jesus!"
Oh
Christ.
No, I'm not that kind of watch man.
He's a maniac, goddamn maniac.
That's a lot of ticking. Not a ticking for me. That's too much ticking.
I'm telling you, man. It's if you're just joining the show, the great John Witherspoon is with us at 77 years young, devastatingly handsome and talented. And hey, what did I see the other day? Your son is kicking ass. Is it JD? I saw a couple videos online I thought were really good.
He's doing great.
Yeah,
he's doing great. Yeah.
He's funny.
Alexander's doing well.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just, I thought it was great. He was very funny.
He writes,
Very funny.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He does, Alexander JD is doing comedy, and he has his own YouTube channel or something like that. You know, I don't know too much about that.
Yeah. No,
he makes a lot of money. He won't tell me.
He won't tell you.
He owes me money, so he won't tell me how much he makes.
That's great.
Ain't that amazing? Son, the kids.
Oh.
And my other son changed his name. Now, he's not Alex Witherspoon. He's Trace Nova.
That's a good name.
A good name for music, yeah. He sent me. I said, why are you Trace Nova? Why don't you be John Witherspoon? Why don't you be Alex Witherspoon? Dad, young people don't do that anymore.
That's a pretty good name, though. Trace.
I don't do that anymore.
Trace Nova.
Mr. Trace Nova.
What would your dad have said? What would your dad, if you were told your dad, I'm not going to be a Witherspoon anymore, he just, because my dad would buy. He didn't like the Johnny Dare thing.
Belt. Go get my belt.
Sure.
Let me show you how to be Witherspoon again. Go get my belt.
I can't wait till you get back here, man. I love Black Jesus, third season, and I'm so glad they brought the Boondocks back because I know how much you enjoy that.
Yeah, I enjoy the Boondocks, but I really had so much fun on Black Jesus. We had a lot of fun on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And we might be doing two more seasons.
Good, good, man.
Of Black Jesus, you know, because we're supposed to do five. I had contracted to do five seasons.
That's great. I still miss Charlie, man. I miss Charlie a lot.
Yeah, but I wish Charlie was on there. So now, you know, I'm not homeless anymore. See?
Right.
Black Jesus. They took money from Charlie's police. Plus, I can't get drunk anymore because Jesus took my drunkenness from me. I sued him.
It's like he's mad at you.
Well, he kind of helped me. He said I was so drunk every day. Every time he saw me, I was drunk off of Darby.
Right.
So I told him, I said, I'm kind of drunk. He doesn't need you to take this high away from me. And he hit me with his hand and took everything away. I can't get drunk again ever.
That's terrible.
So we got a little trouble on Black Jesus.
Listen, you need to get back to Kansas City. We need to just hang out in the studio a little bit. We'll get some big booby white women in here, and we'll have a whole party.
Oh, boy, I tell everybody that story about. Yes, and I like big breasted white women. I said, oh yeah, yeah. next time I came to the studio, you had a whole studio full of them. They're pissing on me. I said, well, my goodness, this is paradise.
It is. It is. Listen, I promise you, the next time you come in, I'll make sure it happens.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll be great.
Well, listen, they're giving me the wrap-up already. Apparently, you have a lot of interviews because you're wildly popular, my friend.
I have interviews every day now. Well, that's okay.
All right.
It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. You take care. I'll talk to you soon. All right, John?
Okay.
All right, bud. All right. I love him.
He's one of the greatest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.